Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the second hour of Sports Week with me, Zaid Haq, on Iman FM on 103.1 FM in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire on the TuneIn Radio app. So what you need to do is just download TuneIn Radio app on any smartphone, then type in Iman FM Sheffield, then it should come up with your voice, your choice. And then you can listen to us anywhere in the world 24/7. Also, we're going live on Dawn FM as well in Nottingham. So make sure you tell all your friends and family to listen to not just my show, but every show that happens on Iman FM. We do broadcast 24/7. You can get in touch with Iman FM on social media. On Facebook, it's Iman FM Radio. On Iman FM Radio, that's on Facebook, and on Twitter it's Iman FM 1031. So I'll repeat that again. On Facebook, you can like us on Iman FM Radio, all one word, and on Twitter you can follow us on Iman FM 1031. You can get in touch with me through social media as well. So on Facebook, you can get in touch with me by going to facebook.com/1 and then my name Zaid, Zaher, and then the word media. So that's all one word, facebook.com/1ZaidMedia. On Twitter, it's 1Zaid underscore. So 1 is again the figure 1, then my name Zaher, then the underscore. So that's the way you can reach me on social media as well, on Facebook and Twitter. Also, I have a dedicated hashtag for the show, so you can get in touch anytime during or after the show, or anytime during the week as well. The hashtag is SWZ, so it's hashtag S for Sierra, W for Whiskey, Z for Zulu. So that's hashtag SWZ. So in the first hour, unfortunately, you missed quite a lot. In the first hour, I talked about my day at Wembley with my close friend Sohail Malik. Then the second half of the first hour, I talked about the managerial changes in the Premier League and also went through all the transfers that each of the Premier League clubs, which are 20, have made so far, which is probably up to date as far as yesterday, which was the 9th of August. And as you can imagine, it's a revolving situation because the transfer window finishes end of August. So what I do for the next section of the show, in this part of the last hour, I'll be looking at all the fixtures that are going to take place during the first weekend, which is the 13th, 14th and the 15th of August 2016, because for some weird reason in football they include Monday as a weekend, and you know that, and I know that, and that the weekend is always Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to go through the fixtures for Saturday 13th of August, Sunday the 14th of August, and Monday the 15th of August 2016 in the Premier League. And then in the second half of the last hour, look at all the cricketing news, and boy, what has been a busy week in the cricket. So what I'll do now, I'll go through all the Premier League fixtures for those days I've just mentioned. Of the new Premier League season 2016-2017 is between Hull City versus Leicester City. It's a 12:30 British summer time kickoff on the 13th of August 2016. So what I'll do for each of these fixtures taking place over those 3 days, I'll give you some key facts for the preview of each match. Hope you enjoy those facts, and it'll probably want you to make sure you watch these matches. I'm not saying just probably, but I'm sure it will make you watch these matches. So first of all, as I mentioned, Hull City against Leicester City, 12:30 kickoff, British summer time in the afternoon on the 13th of August 2016. Hull City are winless in their last 5 league meetings with Leicester City, drawn to loss 3. Leicester City haven't conceded a goal in any of their last 3 league games against Hull City, including in both Premier League meetings in 2014-2015. Premier League champions have never lost the opening game of their title defence in the competition's history, winning 19, drawing 4. In fact, this is the first time that a Premier League champion will kick off the season in the history of the competition. I never knew that, and this is the first time that's come to my light as well. So, as I mentioned, this is the first time that a Premier League champion will kick off the season in the history of the competition. Lastly, a newly promoted side hasn't won on the opening weekend of a Premier League campaign since August 2012 when West Ham beat Aston Villa. I'm going to look at is Burnley against Swansea, which is a 3 p.m. British Summer Time kickoff on the 13th of August 2016. Burnley have found the back of the net in 17 of their last 18 opening day matches, failing to score against Stoke in the Premier League in 2009-10 season. Swansea have won 4 of their last 5 league meetings with Burnley, winning 4, draw 0, losing 1, including 2 1-0 wins over Burnley in the 2014-15 Premier League season. This will be the 9th occasion in the last 10 seasons that Swansea have opened their league campaign away from home. And lastly, there have been 21 goals scored in Swansea's 5 previous Premier League matches on the opening weekend, an average of 4.2 per game. Is Crystal Palace against West Bromwich? The next game, is Crystal Palace against West Bromwich Albion. That's 3 p.m. British Summer Time kickoff on the 13th of August 2016. Crystal Palace have won just 3 of their last 13 home matches in the league against West Brom, winning 3, draw 6, and losing 4.